He brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, waters flowed out from under the threshold of the temple eastward, for the front of the temple faced toward the east. The waters came down from underneath, from the right side of the temple, on the south of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the gate northward, and led me around by the way outside to the outer gate, by the way of the gate that looks toward the east. Behold, waters ran out on the right side. When the man went out eastward with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and caused me to pass through the waters, waters that were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and caused me to pass through the waters that were to the waist. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the waters had risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be walked through. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the bank of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river were very many trees, on the one side and on the other. Then he said to me, These waters flow out toward the eastern region, and will go down into the Arabah. Then they will go toward the sea, and flow into the sea, which will be made to flow out, and the waters will be healed. It will happen that every living creature which swarms in every place where the rivers come will live. Then there will be a very great multitude of fish, for these waters have come there, and the waters of the sea will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river comes. It will happen that fishermen will stand by it. From Engedi even to Eniglein will be a place for the spreading of nets. Their fish will be after their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given up to salt. By the river banks on both sides will grow every tree for food, whose leaf won't wither, neither will its fruit fail. It will produce new fruit every month, because its waters issue out of the sanctuary. Its fruit will be for food, and its leaf for healing. Master Yahuwah says, This shall be the border by which you shall divide the land for inheritance according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. You shall inherit it, one as well as another, for I swore to give it to your fathers. This land will fall to you for inheritance. This shall be the border of the land. On the north side from the great sea by the way of Hethlon to the entrance of Zedad, Hamath, Biratha, Sibraim, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, to Hazar Hatakan, which is by the border of Hauran. The border from the sea shall be Hazar Enan at the border of Damascus, and on the north northward is the border of Hamath. This is the north side. The east side, between Hauran, Damascus, Gilead, and the land of Israel, shall be the Jordan. From the north border to the east sea you shall measure. This is the east side. The south side southward shall be from Tamar as far as the waters of Meriboth Kadesh, to the brook, to the great sea. This is the south side southward. The west side shall be the great sea, from the south border as far as opposite the entrance of Hamath. This is the west side. So you shall divide this land to yourselves according to the tribes of Israel. You shall divide it by lot for an inheritance to you and to the aliens who live among you, who will father children among you. Then they shall be to you as the native born among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. In whatever tribe the stranger lives, there you shall give him his inheritance, says Master Yahuwah.